Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Bed it.
You know, I spend a lot of time in bed at the moment on my sick bed. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm convalescing. Hello. This is James Donald Forbes McCann with the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. The chest infection, I think we got on top of it. We finished the antibiotics. The gut flora starting to find an equilibrium, if you know what I'm saying. Poops are solid once more, thank goodness for that. But I'm on my sick bed, I'm on the Instagram, and everybody has their stories, and I just have all these comedians with their stories, and they're all in Edinburgh. Oh, so many friends in Edinburgh, and they're having a wonderful time performing to 50, 40, 30, 20 people. One man, there's this one lady who blew up on Twitter because she was crying, and she said, "I did my one woman show to only one person tonight in Edinburgh." And all these big comedians came out and said, "Oh, honey, that's what Edinburgh is. Good luck." And then people have dug through her Twitter. She did the same show at Edinburgh last year, and she did a whole thing again about crying last year because only her parents were in the crowd. And you think, all right, lady, maybe show business, not for you. Of course, we've all performed many times to nobody. Well, never to nobody. Sometimes, I mean, if the tech is there, I'll use it to the show. But there are a lot of nasty arts festivals where they take your money. And if you can't get through that without crying and telling somebody about it, even crying and telling somebody about it as a promo technique, like, how sick is that, that's your technique for trying to get people to come and watch your show? "Hello, everybody. I'm a big failure. And the thing is about my shows is no one wants to see them. Again. Does that make you feel better about buying a ticket?" Excuse me. In my sick state as I recover, I've developed a disgust for weakness. I just want everything to be muscular and strong and dominant and powerful. Being weak and sick, it has done nothing to help me. Gee, I'm fat. Can I tell you this too? I went to Mass this morning. People haven't seen me in a while because I was away and then I was sick and I was back at Mass today. And at Mass and reduced in Mass, I'm so fat that I get pneumonia or a pneumonia-like illness. And people say, "James, you're looking good." Because I'm not eating very much at the moment. So I think I've lost some weight. We don't own a scale. Never felt so bad, but people are going, "James, you look healthy." You go, "Well, good to know that that's how fat I am. Or was, as the case may be." What I was trying to say, I watch these people in Edinburgh, the ones having a good time. Most of my friends are having a good time. They're not having a financially lucrative time. They're all going to lose money, even the ones who sell out every night. But I go through my Instagram stories, and they're there in sunny Edinburgh, surrounded by the Scots, everyone's favourite race, and they're gigging to you know, however many people, and they're having a fine time, and they're probably going and doing some of that fine British cocaine after a show. And I'm sure they're doing haggis for the first time as well. And they're putting on a little kilt, and they're watching the Royal Tattoo, and they're developing their show, and I say, great! And by the way, you know, go support them. Go support them. If you go see Dan Rosario, Eve Ellenbogen, Amos Gill, Daniel Muggleton, many people I'm forgetting, I'm sure. Those are people whose stories come up all the time. So many others as well. All these stories of people having a great time in Edinburgh. But every time I see the story from my sickbed, I think that's all well and good that you're at the festival, meeting people in the sun, smiling. But have any of you spent the last week putting the finishing touches on the greatest book of poems that anyone's ever written? No, I didn't think so. I didn't think that you had, but I have. So I may not be there with a healthy body, amusing myself at a broken little trade show, but I tell you what I do have. I've got my monkey and I have something to hide. The finest book of poems that I have ever written. Usually when someone says it's the finest book of poems they've ever written, you can say, well, that's a low bar. But for me, it's quite a high bar. Marlon Brando, 9/11, beautiful poems that everybody will love. Huge seller. 79 copies. Wow. Hold on, we'll get through that. Almost 80 copies, just shy of 100. If you wind up in a certain denomination...
Is that the word for it?
It's like 1,000. Just about 100, almost 79. 79 copies sold of my first book of poems, Marlon Brando 9/11. It came out last year on what is for we in Australia 11/9, the 11th of September, but for you in the States, 9/11, and it sold better than expected. But this new book of poems, My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide, I was rereading it yesterday. I think it's even better. I think it might be the best book of poems anyone's ever written. I haven't read that much poetry. Certainly I haven't read that many books of poetry. So one poem at a time. Does rap music count as poetry? I have like one poem at a time I'll read usually of people. I won't go through their whole book. You know, I figure it's like an album where usually just a couple... You know, we just want the hits. But this is a Sgt. Pepper's. This is quality all the way through. You know what? It's like if Sgt. Pepper's didn't have that one George Harrison song, Within You and Without You, which I think really is a bit of a downer on track one side B. No, this is all hit. This is more like Revolver, I think. This is a real good. This is like, this is the Beatles, the White Album. It's A, B, C, D, all good, all the way through. Even that one had, I think it had Revolution number 9, which maybe that was interesting at the time. Certainly it was a good anecdote. You put that on when you're 10 and you go, why is she saying that over and over again? But this really is, I think this really is a very fine book of poems. And I look forward to all the beautiful things that will come with having this book of poems out. I imagine that some of these poems will be studied in schools and that little school children will be taught to memorize some of the poems from My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide. I expect that there will be many offers to bang supermodels. And I'll have to say, please, supermodels, I'm a happily married man. And I've found that one of the things that bolsters marital happiness is not banging a supermodel. So you'll have to go and they'll be depressed for years and they'll become monstrously fat with their comfort eating. And then they won't be supermodels. Well, then in this political climate, they'll be even better supermodels and they can replace Izzo's backup dancers. Is it Izzo or Lizzo? I don't know. I don't follow the culture anymore. All I follow is the progress of my new book, My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide, and my health, and my trying to buy a boat, and this move to America. Boy, there's a lot to do before we... I don't know when we're coming back, so we have to put a bunch of stuff in storage or get rid of it, or give it to friends. And so I'm starting to go through my clothes, and it's also hard to... Like, how thin am I going to be? It's like my mother always used to ask when I would go back for a second bowl of ice cream. She would say, James, how fat would you like to be? Actually, about now. I feel pretty good with the amount of fat that I am now. But I'm just coming off an illness. So am I going to be this skinny soon? Should I get rid of the clothes, you know, that are now quite baggy? Or should I have them as a contingency plan? Or should I back myself into a corner and go, if I gain that weight back, I've got nothing to wear? It's an exciting time for me and my family. My wife is very excited to go on an adventure. She's never been to America. She can't wait. I am, of course, livid that we will have to be going to America via plane. Unless this is unless this book of poems sells fast, you know? I might, after the last book of poems sold 79 copies, which, by the way, thank you to the 79 people who... I didn't spend any money on advertising. That was just all people who listened to the podcast. There's a very high percentage of podcast listeners, and I really appreciate it. And some of you probably gave it away as gifts to people. I don't know, but it was... I feel blessed. When I say, oh, it's just 79 copies, I probably sound, I don't know, macabre or something. But I'm really touched that 79 people bought the book. And I think this time, really, we might sell even more. If we sold a double, you know, if we sold 150 copies, that wouldn't be enough to buy a boat. It wouldn't be enough to buy a boat. I make about $7 per book, which is much more than you'd get in a normal publishing deal. In a normal publishing deal, they'd pay you an advance of like 10 grand, and then, you know, $2 would come off that for every book sold. And the reason that I have decided not to go that model for publishing my book of poems is no one has offered. and no one has offered, and the people I do send the poems to invariably reject.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Except Agony magazine has accepted two, and that's very nice. But I know the editor and go to his house all the time. Oh, I meant to say this. On the last episode, I mentioned that I had been audiobooking Keep the Aspidistra Flying. Keep the Aspidistra Flying by George Orwell. And I said it was a very down book because it appeared at that point to be hurtling along in a downward trajectory. Much like, you know, Animal Farm in 1984. But it's not! It actually has from my point of view, a hugely positive ending. I seriously recommend Keep the Aspidistra Flying. If you're looking for... I mean, gee, the first... Not going to lie, the first six-sevenths? Brutal! The last seventh, you go... Oh, thank goodness, because I think I was going to jump in front of a train. This was so upsetting. It's a really great read. Keep the Aspidistra Flying. Loved it. Can't say enough nice things about it. It's so bleak until the end, and it doesn't feel like a forced, hammy ending. I'm sure some people think it is a hammy, forced ending, or that it's secretly a very sad ending. And I've noticed that I sometimes find a more uniformly positive read on a novel than other people. I remember I read earlier this year, it was F. Scott Fitzgerald, Tender is the Night. And I thought that had a very positive ending because there's a guy who gets to ride around on a bicycle in upstate New York for the rest of his life and not have too many cares or worries. And my neighbor read it at the same time. She said, James, his life is destroyed. And I thought, oh, it'd be nice to ride around on a bicycle. Maybe I've already spoken about that. I don't read that many novels. I certainly don't read that many books of poems. But I'm on to a good one. James Donald Forbes McCann, My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide. It's out soon. I'm going to start uploading it this week. I have to proofread it. I have to, I've finished my introduction. I think it's going to be a real exciting time for everybody. Not least of all the people who have the book, but also a very exciting time for people around me. You know, friends and family who for years have said, James, would you please enter the modeling business? It's ripe for you. Fat gingers are everywhere. If you could have broken legs, you could be a supermodel. I don't know. It's just the worship of ugliness in our society at the moment. Maybe I'm still not very well. Ah! You know what I mean? I feel like for years people go, get your law degree, Jimmy. Get it. What are you going to do? You're going to make your money off your poems? And now once again, confidently, I say, yeah, I am. Two books of poems in 2 years. Actually, it's two books of poems in 1 year because it's coming out slightly before when the other one did come out. So I'm going to finish that. That's going to be on its way to you if you order it soon. Everyone's plates should have arrived by now. We've got the plates done. Oh, poor Margot is leaving Australia. She's going to America. And she's actually going to live in America not far from where my family will be living in America. So that will be very nice. I say not far, 6-hour drive. But that doesn't seem very far by Australian standards. It's, I haven't synthesized the fact that a proper America trip is coming up of indeterminate length. Like, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure out how it goes. At the moment, I add up what keeps me in Australia. And it's, I love the Latin Mass community here. It's so good. I love my priest. He's a wonderful man. And I love spending time with him. And I love my friends. I love my friends here. That keeps me here. I love the crows. I love the weather, like 9 months of the year. I like the Adelaide Fringe. I love my family. I don't necessarily feel the need to see all of my family all of the time. And people could have the fun of coming and visiting us. I don't know how long we'd be there. I don't know how long we would be in America. We're figuring it out. Might be as short as a couple of months. The visa's 3 years, so legally we could stay. But I think we would want to come back. I got a film to make. I mean, here's another thing. A big thing that keeps me here is Sam Clarke, who's actually to be married soon. And first mate Sam Clarke, who has just sent me some footage this week of a dolly that he made out of a bicycle. It's so good. He's so creatively potent. I don't know anyone who can do what he can do. It feels like a gift. It was like a calling to get to work with Sam. And he's wonderful company. We just talk and talk. I mean, I love Sam. Oh, I love knowing where the good places are to eat. You know, I like going to the Sunshine Snack Bar, the finest Vietnamese food I've ever had. Maybe they have food that's just as good in Vietnam, but I doubt it. I love going to the Central Market. I love having, of course, the Lucia's number one. Although on Friday, I think I had salmon? I had like a number four. I had a meat-free one, just with fish. That was pretty good too. But I'm also enjoying the falafel place down there. I love Cooper's. I love Australian beer. Rundle Street, the Exeter. You know, I got to have lunch with my friend Samuel McDonough last week, who's a crim lawyer, one of the most interesting people in the world. And I like living where he lives. There are so many things I love about Adelaide, not Australia. You know, I love my country, but there's some things I don't love about living in Australia. They're bringing in the cashless thing. Australia's going to go cashless. No one voted for that. They're just taking cash away. In an enormous FU to tradesmen. They're just going to get rid of cash. How am I meant to get a cheap washing machine? Then lie about it. That's what I'd like to know. They're getting rid of cash. Of course, they want to do it, but they're actually going to do it. And no one can fight back. You just do what they tell you in this country. You vote every, 4 years for the state, 3 years for the federal, and some things never change. The things you want to change, the things you vote on never change, and the things you don't vote on, they just do it to you. Yes. And I'm sure that's going to be the same anywhere, but it sticks in the craw when it's your own country. It's too expensive to live in Australia. You need $600,000 to buy a house. It's one of the things that I thought was funny about doing a podcast about trying a boat. People go, that's so extravagant. You should probably try and buy a house. And you go, why? That's more extravagant. The safe financial option is big boat. I do believe. Because boats can move from country to country. So there's an international price for boats. That's some bizarre. Oh, it's bizarre how much homes cost in this country. I feel lost. Excuse me. Maybe I only feel lost because I'm sick. I don't like our medical system either. Man, it was hard. I just had to go to a family friend who was a doctor to get heard. I went to like 3 medical centres and not one doctor would listen to me or help me. And I just got worse and worse. One of them, my ear was full of wax. I asked them to suck the wax out and the guy was like, I don't see any wax. And I was on a plane a couple days later. And I had an earpiece in, like a thing that's meant to protect your ear. And, like, not to listen to music, but to protect the ear against further damage after I perforated it. I pulled that out. The amount of wax that came out of the ear was insane. I won't go into too much detail. I mean, it was rough, man. It was like a whole pot of peas. Life! It's very short. I also wrote a song this week, and I put it on Spotify. It's called Flying, and it has a picture of an aspidistra, because I wrote it after listening to Keep the Aspidistra Flying. So if you type in James Donald Forbes McCann to Spotify, there's a new song that sounds a lot like this. And, you know, that sort of thing. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm fast approaching the end of the one thing that I'm able to do today. I can feel myself fading. Thank you to everybody who wrote to me and asked how I was doing or wished me well. I really appreciate that. I mean to respond to more of you. Thank you to everybody. Oh, just thank you to everybody, you know? Not just people who are listening now. If you're listening to this on public transport, I'm thanking you, but I'm thanking everybody.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anybody else on that bus who doesn't even know about this podcast or my quest for boat ownership, that's the sort of gratuitousness of love that I feel in this moment before I go and lie down in bed. God bless you. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran ho. Goodbye.